Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio is Wendy Y. Bailey of Business Beyond Limits. Wendy Y., welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Thank you so much, Fran. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful as well. It's a little chilly here in Philadelphia, but other than that, I'm warm and toasty inside. So I'm really excited to have you on the show tonight, Business Beyond Limits. We've known each other for a number of years, and I think our audience is going to be very pleasantly surprised by the information that you're going to share. So I'm going to have you just start off by sharing why is your business named Business Beyond Limits?
Wow, it's a great question, Fran. I've been in business 2017 in June will be my 15th year in business.
Congratulations.
And what I've had, I definitely know how to stay in business without question. And I want to make sure people understand that that has not been without challenges, without some sort of reinvention, without sort of really redesigning my business over and over again. So when at the end of 2015, I knew that I had been out of my business for quite some time and I started to plug back in, I knew that I was facing some limitations that had been there, real or imagined, and others that I've worked with had faced similar kinds of limitations. So it became really, really clear to me that my business had to be one that had no limits. So it was beyond limits. So no fears, no self-talk, no limiting beliefs, no anything that can keep you back from being successful. That's sort of how the name came to me.
Wow. That's, you know, I would love for you to share a little bit of your personal story in terms of some of the challenges that you faced that may have taken you out of the business world for a little bit. And then what kind of brought you back a few years ago to really rebirth this business, Business Beyond Limits?
Well, let me start a little bit further back.
Okay.
In 2002, when I started my business, I came out of corporate America. I was voted off the island, as I like to say, and I had served as a senior manager in an IT organization where I was one of the last remaining female senior managers in my division. And I was battered and bruised through that process. It's tough being in corporate America when you're one of the last. And so as I was voted off the island, I was kind of like, okay, this is a real opportunity for me to kind of figure out what I really want to do and who I really want to be in the world. Mm-hmm. And all roads for me led to coaching. And I went out and started training and got trained and literally hung out my shingle around June of 2002. Now, what's interesting for me is I was afraid of everything. Even though I was in business for myself, I was afraid of everything. I mean, I was scared to fail. I was scared to succeed. I didn't know if this was the right move. I didn't know if that was the right choice. A lot of angst around every decision I made for the first at least 2 years I was in business. I still did okay, you know, just in building. But it wasn't until I realized that fear was gripping me in that way and was holding me back. And I trained with Rhonda Britton and the Fearless Living Institute. And there are some real tools that she gives you through that process that really supported me and helped me shatter that fear barrier that had kept me that long. The first year after I went through Fearless Living, I sort of gave myself an assignment to coach, I think it was 60 people in 90 days, individual coaching, 60 people in 90 days. And it was through this program that is part of Coach University, Coach U, called the Coach 100 program. And it's designed to help you to really get masterful in your coaching. And, you know, I started coaching, and by the time I got to about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I had coached about 40 people. And my coach at the time said, well, let's just up the ante. Let's have you coach 100 people in 90 days. Well, I took her on for it. I didn't complete it, but I did complete 100 in about 6 months, 7 months, something like that. And the goal of the program was like 18 months, so I was still far ahead of the curve. What it taught me was how to coach and be really masterful at it. It helped me get beyond whatever those fears were. And, you know, over the course of the years that followed, I just stayed the course around that. The challenge that I found myself facing more than once throughout the, you know, last 14 and a half years is health challenges. I've had some health challenges over the years. And so when I came back after being out of my business due to health challenges in 2015, I knew that my business needed to change. I knew that there were really parts of my work that I loved throughout the years that I had not focused on as much as I really wanted to. So I kind of scraped off the good parts, if you will, and made sure those were parts of my business. And Business Beyond Limits was born because I knew that just like I had had mindset challenges, my clients had also had mindset challenges, so I wanted to serve them in that regard. I knew that I had experienced some messaging issues with my marketing because I had reinvented a couple of times, and so my message needed to be clear, and so did the message of my clients, messages of my clients. And then in terms of sales, everything that I had done in every iteration of my business had to do with sales. What do you say here? What do you do there? What does that sales conversation look like? How do you create a sales strategy that speaks to long-term sustainability? All of those things were the yummy pieces of my business, and that's how Business Beyond Limits was born at the end of 2015.
Wow. Great, great story, and I really appreciate you sharing it because I think it's helpful for people to know where you're coming from. You have so much power and clarity as a coach, and if people haven't met you before, they may not understand where a lot of that wisdom comes from. You're a practicing entrepreneur. As you shared, you've experienced challenges in different areas, and you've worked with lots of clients who are very satisfied. And you're currently working on a program, an offering for clients that is really kind of phenomenal for a number of reasons, including the fact that an additional benefit is that if people respond right now, they can actually get involved and work with you for free. Can you tell us a little bit more, Wendy, why about that 21-day challenge that you're offering to people?
Yes. Let me kind of back up and say something, and then I'll move forward and talk about the challenge. When I decided that I was coming back to my business after being out due to illness, I didn't even know if I had a business. I didn't even know if I still had a voice in the marketplace. So for me, everything I did to move my business forward in late 2015, early 2016, was about me sort of discovering my voice again, me sort of confirming that I did have a voice in the marketplace and that I could myself move beyond limits that held me back. So when I thought about activities that I wanted to do that would really help people, the 21-day challenge came up. It's called Extreme Profitability. It's a 21-day challenge because, remember, it takes 21 days to create a habit. And it's designed to help the people who participate create a habit of profitability. And what I did was I designed it around those yummy bits of my business, like I described before, mindset mastery, marketing messaging, and sales scripting. So for 21 days, we have assignments that I walk people through that will support them in gaining momentum and establishing that profitability habit. There are no less than 10 strategies directly tied to profitability that I give as part of these assignments, these daily assignments. And there's accountability built into it as well, because they have to actually complete their assignments in social media. I have two groups, one on Facebook, one on LinkedIn, so whatever is the preferred method. They get to share their assignments or their homework, so to speak, that way. So it's it's action, it's accountability, it's really about momentum and movement, and it is not for the faint of heart. Like I say that so much because I want people to understand that there's an investment of time and energy and effort that goes into it. Yes, it's free, but it's not like a lightweight kind of thing. It's designed to get you in action.
So when you are emphasizing time, energy, effort, talk a little bit more about that, because certainly extreme profitability, getting 10 strategies, having accountability and support, it's all very exciting, it's very attractive. But what exactly do you mean by the time, the energy, and the effort?
Well, you know, some challenges are sort of lightweight, and I'll just say it that way. I don't mean anything against the challenges that I'm referring to that are lightweight. But this challenge is really meaty, and what I mean by that is there were people – this is my second time doing the challenge, the Extreme Profitability Challenge, and when I did it the first time, there were people who were part of the challenge who by the middle of the challenge, I'm talking the 10th day, the 11th or 12th day, they were saying, okay, you're my coach now, and I get it. Because not only do you have assignments, you have to post them, and I look at them, I give you feedback, you do tweaking if it's called for. It's a learning opportunity, so there's coaching involved, there's virtual coaching involved in it. And I got to tell you, people really love it. You know, that's real work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that you read and then that's it. You really do have to take action. There are assignments that require that you write some things, fill in the blank. There's some assignments that require that you go and you make a list of different things. It's about getting you in action. So that requires effort. It's not something – I asked people who had signed up for it later, and I was in a mastermind group with them, and they didn't finish it. And I said, so, you know, tell me what happened. I really want some feedback. And they said it was just too long for me. 21 days was too long for me. So – I look for people as part of the challenge to really make a commitment to it as well. 21 days is hard for some people. They said, oh, you know, my attention span isn't that long. So I'm looking for people who have the attention span and the ability to really engage through the long process, the 21 days. Because they'll really see the fruits of it when they do.
So, Wendy, where do they need to be in their business? Can they be new? Do they have to be in business 10 years? If they're in business 20 years, is this not, you know, strong enough for them? So tell me a little bit about the person and where they are, I guess, in their mindset and their business.
Okay. The challenge itself is sort of what I call foundational. So there are new people who may be able to participate in certain aspects of it. There are veteran people who have been in their business 10 years or more that can really appreciate some of the meatier parts of the challenge. I designed the challenge to sort of meet people where they are. And initially when I designed it, it was like an entree to the main course, which is my 10-city tour that, you know, I'm doing in 2017. So it gave people some foundational work to do in expectation of that one city tour, that 10-city tour in one day in each city that I was preparing them for. I work specifically with coaches, speakers, trainers, consultants, and what I call emerging thought leaders. Those are people who may have a voice in the marketplace, but they haven't determined how to monetize it. So the challenge was designed to really give that group of people, coaches, speakers, trainers, consultants, emerging thought leaders, a real taste of what it looks like to work with me, a real a glimpse. Yeah, with a hearty glimpse into what it takes to build their business to the next level, and with my support and accountability, and to actually do some work. You know, I hear too many people talk to me about they can't afford to do this or that and the other. So the challenge for me was designed to give people an opportunity to build their business, to build out profitable spaces in their business without really, you know, laying any money out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, what an opportunity.
Right, right. So, Wendy, given that, where can people actually start to sign up? Where can they get more information on Extreme Profitability and the 21-Day Challenge?
They can go to extremeprofitability.com. That's extremeprofitability.com. And they'll see all of the details and the sign-up. It actually kicks off tonight with a live Periscope tonight. And they'll find out all of the details, and they can sign up there, and they'll get to follow me on Periscope and see what's there. And their assignments will come via email, and they're monitored in terms of accountability by, you know, daily placards for the assignment, so that they can post underneath those placards in the groups and social media. So all of the information is there, and I want to make sure I say this. I don't want to scare anybody away. I want you to know that what you put into this is what you get out of it. It's a really robust challenge. And it's something that is fun, it's challenging, and it's designed to really get you in the flow of being profitable.
Okay. So you have worked with people who have not only participated in the challenge, and they've worked with you live, as you've toured last year, and then this year you're going to do the tour as well. Can you talk a little bit about the services that you provide outside of this 21-day challenge and how people move in between those two?
Sure. First and foremost, I'm a sales coach and a business coach. What that means is I help people accelerate their sales, and I also help people look at their businesses and grow their businesses. What I like to do, what I'm really, really good at, is helping people double, triple, quadruple, and even quintuple their income. It works. I know how to work it. There are three areas I keep saying them. I'll say it again that I'm really, really keen on. Mindset mastery is a big one. Marketing messaging, that's making sure that what you're saying in the marketplace reflects what you do. And then sales scripting. People are so nervous and uncomfortable with selling. They think it has to be sleazy or pushy, and I don't really support either of those thoughts. I believe that sales is really an extension of who you are. Sales is really a reflection of how you like to do business with people, and sales is an invitation for someone to work with you. So when you understand what sales really is, then you can language your offers in a way that supports that transaction. The transaction is going to happen, sure. You're going to take a credit card. You're going to, you know, have them write you a check, whatever it is. But that's not at the heart of what sales is. Sales is all the other stuff that leads up to that, which is really an extension of who you are as a business owner. So that's the meaty part of what I like to do is the sales scripting. I did a VIP day in December with a client, and one of the things we talked about were her scripts, so to speak, her language when it came time to extend that invitation or make that offer, whether it was a webinar or it was an individual conversation or whatever it is. And we role-played to the point that she got really, really comfortable with her own words. Like, I told her, like, what was underneath it. But by the end of our role-play, she understood that she had a language about it that really supported her in the ask, in the sales conversation more than she had before we had our VIP time together. I had VIP client. That's the value of scripting. Like, I'm not going to, you know, hold you to some rigid language that's not your own. I want you to understand what you're trying to accomplish so that you can put it in your own words and get comfortable with the words that you've selected. I had another client who said, you know, I just want to learn how to sell. No one's taught me how to sell. And so we sat down and I scripted a webinar for him. And when we got to the part where he was to extend his offer in the webinar, he wasn't comfortable saying, these are the methods of payment that I offer. So his language, once he came to understand what it was about, was, okay, let me just put them in the system. So instead of saying, I take MasterCard or Visa, he would say, okay, are you ready for me to put you in the system? And he was comfortable with that. He was confident with that. So it's really about understanding what's beneath, like what's the real goal of what you're saying, so that you can grow confident in saying what's meaningful for you. And it comes across and has the impact that you want it to have.
Wow, that's really powerful. And I love that there's multiple ways that people can work with you. And I know that you've been doing this for a number of years. But just the flexibility that you offer people and leveraging the technology so that people can literally be right at home and fit in the time that they have to work on their assignments and still be accountable, still take advantage of kind of peer learning and group learning, and of course get access to your expertise. I know that there are some folks wondering, where do they go to get in touch with you? So if you'll give that information again, that'll be helpful.
Sure. They can go to extremeprofitability.com. That's for the challenge. And they can also find me on my main website at businessbeyondlimits.com. That's businessbeyondlimits.com.
Okay. Now, Wendy, one of the things I often ask folks is, what are quotes that motivate them, either when they're, you know, sort of in a challenge or just on a daily basis? They're kind of reflective of their values and where they want to be most of the time in their business. So what's a quote or two that you'd like to share with us?
Well, there are two. The first one is one that I've like followed for a long time. It's by John Burroughs, who was a 19th century philosopher, and it says, "Leap and the net will appear." And I think that it's meaningful for me because it speaks to being fearless in your approach to everything, not waiting to see if there's safety and security, but knowing that when you jump or leap, that you're going to have the safety and security that's called for, and it's going to be a success, whatever it is you endeavor to do. The second one is by Einstein. And what he says is, no problem or challenge can be changed from the same consciousness that created it. And to me, that says you've got to do something different. You've got to think something different. You've got to be different if you really want to approach any challenge and actually alleviate whatever it's created that's not good and make it into something successful.
Okay. And so you really build in both of those philosophies in, I think in some ways, in the name of your business and the different programs and offerings that you have, as well as your personal approach to your life and your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
What advice would you give to someone who is, looking at 2017 and saying, oh my goodness, I've got almost the whole year in front of me. 2016 may or may not have been what they wanted it to be, but they are looking to take a new step, the next step, looking to have 2017 be a year where they get to do more of what they want to do, including running a business that's successful.
Okay.
What advice would you give them?
There is, and I'm trying to make sure I get it correct to share it. It's the name of a book, but I've seen it as a quote as well, and it goes something like this. Your opportunity for something different to happen is one choice away. So, it's something like that. And what it's saying is, whatever it is that is before you, whatever unfolds ahead of you, what happens in that unfolding is up to you, and it's one decision or one choice or one action from whatever you really want. You can look at it and say, wow, there's only one thing, one way I can approach this. But the reality is that one way can mean success or not success for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's all
it
about
does.
The choice
Absolutely
that
does.
You make. It's all about the decision you make. It's all about what you make, and that one choice can make or break you. So recognize that you still have the power to choose.
Absolutely. And it's about action. It's about action, not letting fear stop you where you are. Wendy, wow, this has been fabulous. I have already, actually, before the show started, because I knew the link, and I just clicked on the link. I have already gone to extremeprofitability.com and signed up so that I can be part of the 21-day challenge. I certainly encourage all the listeners to Blog Talk Radio at the Significant Business Results Show to do so as well. The 21-day starts tonight, January 8th, 2017. And if folks hear the recording a day or two later, they can still sign up. So I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. As always, it's really great talking with you. And
thank you so much for the opportunity, Fran.
Yeah, I appreciate that you're encouraging us to really move beyond our limits and be part of Business Beyond Limits. So thank you. Have a great evening, and I look forward to being participants in the 21-Day Challenge. Have
great,
a great
thank
evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.